AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hours after Matt Gaetz withdrew his name, President-elect Trump selected Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, for U.S. Attorney General. This was her in November 2020 in Philadelphia as the Trump campaign sought to stop the vote count.
We have just filed a motion in federal court for immediate injunctive relief to shut down the voting process until we can get a resolution where we can look at these ballots. There is a reason that they are suppressing the election results, the legal election results, because they will not let us look at the ballot.
Bondi was also one of Trump's lawyers during his first impeachment trial. Meantime, Stephen Groves reports another Trump nominee's facing headwinds.
Pete Hegseth, Trump's pick to be the next defense secretary, also faces allegations of sexual misconduct. And a 2017 police report was released that looked into an incident at a California hotel. Hegseth told reporters that he had been cleared of wrongdoing and Republicans have rallied around him.
Russia's used a new intermediate-range missile to attack Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin says it's a response to Ukrainian strikes on Russian territory that used U.S. and British longer-range missiles. Sagar Magani has more.
Putin says the missile's called Oreshnik, Russian for hazelnut tree. Flying at 10 times the speed of sound, he says U.S. air defenses cannot stop it, and it can be used to strike any Ukrainian ally whose missiles are used to attack Russia. British military expert Matthew Saville says it was a clear message from Putin to Ukraine's allies.
These could be nuclear tipped. Do you really want to take that risk?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the International Court of Justice has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and a Hamas leader, accusing them of war crimes. This is AP News. A newly discovered piece of music is believed to have been composed by Frédéric Chopin. Archie Zarletta has the story.
That is musician Tony Yun performing an untitled piece of music discovered at the Morgan Library and Museum in New York that appears to have been written in Frédéric Chopin's handwriting. When played, it's less than a minute. It's on paper the size of an index card, consistent with the kind of paper Chopin liked to use. The name Chopin is written at the top, but it's in someone else's handwriting. Morgan music curator Robinson McClellan came across the manuscript in May while going through a collection acquired in 2019. He says it's a rare discovery.
These really don't happen very often. For Chopin, this is the first in almost 100 years.
The manuscript is now on display at the Morgan Library. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.